This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Many bills in the Alabama legislature affect business, but one in particular this session has attracted attention. The so-called bathroom bill would put new requirements on businesses that allow people to use restrooms irrespective of gender. The bill's sponsor says it's about privacy. Transgender rights groups say it's discrimination. A similar bill in North Carolina last year sparked boycotts, with major sporting events leaving the state. Alabama's business community is hoping to avoid that. And we talk about it in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, let's start off with the bill itself, because it's a bit different from the one in North Carolina that caused such an uproar. What does Alabama's bathroom bill do?
This would basically make any business that has restrooms open to multiple people, irrespective of their gender, required to staff those with an attendant. If they don't, they would be subject to potential fines or potential lawsuits and liability. So that's the kind of crux of this bill.
And so what's the concern from Alabama's business community about this?
Well, even though it doesn't go quite as far as North Carolina's bill did, the concern is that groups across the country are going to see this and kind of latch onto this, and the perception of Alabama is going to be kind of dented by that, because there's a lot of companies out there now that are a lot more socially conscious, that think about those things when they decide where they're going to do business. And we saw that with North Carolina, where they lost an NBA All-Star game, some other corporate headquarters they lost. They're worried that same thing is going to happen in Alabama, and we're going to get crossed off potential companies' list in terms of when they're thinking about bringing jobs here or projects here.
Well, it's perhaps not surprising this bill came up in Alabama. It tends to be a socially conservative state, and as you mentioned, some companies can be more progressively minded, thinking technology companies in particular. But in terms of recruiting, we think that things like dollars and cents, incentives, workforce, those are the priorities. I mean, where does social concerns fit in that recruiting picture?
Well, it's interesting. When we talk to site selectors, like actual people who work with companies, they're like, this is going to cost Alabama jobs. There's no question about that. One even said it could potentially cost Alabama thousands of jobs. But a survey by Site Selection magazine, if you're a company that's looking to expand, what issues are important to you? Social legislation wasn't one of the top factors. It was the things you mentioned, the infrastructure, the incentives, the workforce. Those things rose to the top. But what experts told us in terms of other site selectors, it might not be at the top of their list, but it's growing more important these days, especially for companies that are getting more involved in technology, because technology employees tend to be a little bit more on the socially progressive or socially liberal side. That's probably the biggest concern for Birmingham, is right now we're focusing on innovation, trying to boost the local tech scene. I think having a bill like this, based on what the experts told us, could be a concern for Birmingham. And I think that's why you've seen the Birmingham Business Alliance come out against it, the Business Council of Alabama. Several large business groups have taken a stand on this, when oftentimes they don't take such hardline stances on these type of social bills.
Well, what's the sense about this bill? It's been introduced. It hasn't seen any movement yet, although there's still plenty of time left in the session. What's the feeling about its fate?
The opposition from the strong business groups is going to be a massive hurdle to climb. And I think you've seen in other states, including Georgia, which it wasn't a bathroom bill. It was a religious freedom bill. I think you saw the business community kind of rise up and kind of defeat that one and convince Governor Deal over in Georgia to not sign that bill. In Alabama, I think the opposition from the business groups, as well as the opposing party, the Democrats, I think is going to be a tough for this to overcome. But it's Alabama politics and it's Montgomery, so you never really know. Surprises do happen.
Well, also, last week's announcement that a Spanish automotive supplier would open a $10 million facility in Jefferson County is the latest in a number of industrial real estate deals around Birmingham. And while all that counts as economic development successes, it also creates a new problem. And Ty, what's happening with this?
We're really seeing a shortage of large available existing spaces for projects. And that's, a good problem to have in the grand scheme of things. But because of Birmingham's topography and kind of the development situation here, we don't have a ton of large, just vacant sites that are flat and suitable for mega projects. So that's a concern from some of the industrial brokers in town. And the Project Sunrise deal, for instance, that's been discussed for Jefferson County, that's expected to draw a whole nother wave of suppliers. When those deals start to come to fruition, they're saying, we're going to have a real big need for space, and we don't have a ton of it, and we don't have a ton of great locations.
So what can be done if you have those issues of topography? How can the marketplace respond?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be a situation where you see some facilities that are built in kind of unconventional locations. I think that's one option. But you got to look at, with something like that, you have to look at land costs. I mean, we do have a lot of flat land here in the city of Birmingham, but then again, it's already developed. A lot of it is brownfield, so that's a costly endeavor there, and land acquisition prices would be pretty high depending on where you're looking at. I think you're going to have to see some creative solutions to this. If you look across the state, Huntsville Huntsville in particular has a ton of just vacant flat land, old farmland that's good to build. And you look, drive around Birmingham, we have a lot of hills, we have a lot of mountains and rocky terrain. We don't have a ton of just flat mega sites that are just sitting out there waiting. So I think that's something we're going to need as a region to kind of address and identify some potential sites and maybe acquire them and figure out a way to put them into use for the future.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.